Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Dan Dangidi is the head of energy and electricity distribution at the South African Local Government Association. Joins me on the line now. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you for having me, and good morning to our listeners as well.
Municipalities, of course, across the country have been on this journey for possibly several years, but it was really in 2019, wasn't it, when Minister at the time said that municipalities will be allowed to generate up to 500 megawatts of small-scale embedded generation projects that are sized between 1 megawatt and 10 megawatt, and that has received quite a bit of criticism. The announcement by the president yesterday saying that you can have up to 100 megawatts of electricity without needing, the additional bureaucracy of getting permission and licensing from NERSA and the minister. That's going to be a game changer for municipalities, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Here is Africa. It is a big game changer. I think we go, the private sector have been with also together with the SALCA. We have been pushing for these limits to be increased. I think initially we were pushing for 50 megawatts, and then the department decided on 10. Well, we did accept that. You know, one thing I wanted to explain is I think maybe the announcement may make the public think or vilify the licensing process, but the licensing process takes only 3 to 4 months. I think the issue, the main issue, is are we really going to get the investment or the investors to come and invest on these big or the large scale plants? But I think it's a game changer for municipalities. They will have to think differently on how they do things, because it's not necessarily mean they all going to generate, but they have to change their business model. They're going to have to make a lot of money transporting this power through their grids, because some of them, obviously, we know they wouldn't have money to invest into generation. So mostly the private sector will be investing, but who has the grid? It's the municipalities. So they have to think differently. In any case, the kilowatt hours are quite cheap. So the business of kilowatt hours now is really dying, if not dead already. So in order for you to stay afloat in this industry, you really have to think differently. How do you sell your grid? When I say sell your grid, I mean your infrastructure to the people who want to transport the power in order for you to stay afloat and to make business sense.
John Pullman on 702 yesterday was speaking to Roger Baxter, the CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa, and he was reflecting of the billions of rands that could potentially go in there to obviously unlock that additional electricity, which up until now would not have been feasible. What is the point of spending all that money when all you would have been allowed to produce is 10 megawatts and therefore never really get to either enjoy the saving or to recoup the cost of that? And the 100 megawatts obviously is going to make it slightly more attractive for Ntlanhla Gidi, who has, I don't know, 2 billion rand to spend to start procuring energy in some way.
Yes. No, that's very true. That's very true. It's going to be much, much easier, but the pudding will be in the tasting. Because I know that maybe the investors were not so interested in the 10 megawatt limit, but yes, 10 megawatt is still, a utility scale generation or size of generation, but we didn't see even a single investment on that, which is a bit worrying. But let's just see. I'm also positive, Africa. I'm positive that this will fast track the energy the increase in capacity that the country desperately need right now, and also it will increase and change and force municipalities to change the way of thinking in terms of their energy business as well.
About 2 years ago, about 29 of South Africa's municipality electricity utilities were, already having some measure of the small-scale embedded generation projects underway. And the big question then was around the tariff structure, right, that will be put in place. Just to be clear, Eskom will always be a significant player in producing electricity and selling electricity onto municipalities. That will never go away. Is there any conversation within members of SALGA that says let's work out a system where you have an absolute maximum of whatever percentage of electricity drawn from IPPs or self-generation versus electricity that will then be purchased from Eskom?
Well, look, I think at this point in time, as SALCA, we advise our members to take as much generation as they can. I mean, if you had, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, the Eskom CEO on his interview in the media, he considered that load shedding is going to be with us for a long, long time. And you know what that means? It means that economic development at municipal level is going to be seriously impacted. So we have advised our members to actually take up as much as you can. If these investments are coming in, take them up, but we are capacitating you also to be able to administer what is coming, because there is a lot of legalities and technicalities that will come with this large amount of generation that is coming. Talking about small-scale embedded generation, you said it was 27 some years ago. Now we are sitting at 56 municipalities who are allowing small-scale embedded generation. They have a tariff. They are trading with the customers. And there is an amount of 280 megawatts that is already being allowed at municipal level.
Another mind shift, Nhlanhla, that will be required whenever you look at the budgets that are, I suppose, published by the various municipalities for comment and then finally approved, the tariffs that the cities will make from charging electricity to their citizens and ratepayers is quite a significant amount of that budget revenue, without a doubt. Now, if Africa has a mini household stand that is able to generate its own electricity, that perhaps I might even be able to sell it on to my neighbor to my left and my right because I have excess stored electricity. The municipalities will need to shift their paradigm, right, and allow for that kind of transactions to happen and realize that they'll need to find not only secure supply of electricity, but potentially see a reduction in the revenue they're able to generate from that electricity as these other projects are allowed to come on board.
Yes, you know, you're right. You're quite correct. Because what has been happening thus far, the tariff that is being used by many municipalities for embedded generation that they have allowed now is just allowing a revenue neutral kind of a setup. So which means, the customer doesn't necessarily make money. He just saves on his bill. So I think we still really have to work with the regulator to ensure that we make this tariff to be more attractive to the investors, more attractive to me and you who want to still have solar panels in our system. So for now, it's just, some sort of like a the word is revenue neutral, because no one really makes money, but someone saves from the municipal bill.
No, fair enough. And I imagine a lot of those projects that the various municipalities are going to be considering are probably going to be primarily renewable energy and resources, right? Eskom is very much embedded and invested in coal-fired power stations. And of course, there are conversations that need to happen globally around issues of climate change there. But if you are going to start introducing different sources of energy and not relying on fossil fuels, rather, it is really through projects that the municipalities can champion that we're going to get those renewable resources.
Yes, yes. No, that is very true. And it's going to bring also a new way of doing business is going to need municipalities to be capacitated differently, even Eskom itself, because the issue of the system balancing will change completely, because now you will be having a lot of variable generation into the system. I'm hoping that is going to increase also the jobs that are going to be created with this this kind of development that will come through. But the game will change completely, even for the system operator that is always telling us about load shedding. I think in the future they'll be telling you that the system is unbalanced, not that we have load shedding. So the game will change drastically. I think this decision that was taken by the president is a positive game changer, according to where I sit.
No doubt. Tlanhla, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Tlanhla Ngidi is the head of Energy and Electricity Distribution at the South African Local Government Association.